Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Justice Gorsuch now is the ninth justice on the United States Supreme Court. What are the implications immediately? We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is an amazing moment because now we have Judge, now Justice, Neil Gorsuch confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. He has already been sworn in, and he is now working, and he is directly going to be involved in some significant cases, both in cases, Matt, that have already been accepted for review, that are coming up for oral argument, and then some other cases that are pending the Supreme Court's decision as to whether they will take those cases. We want to talk, first of all, about one of the cases that's coming up for oral argument. It's the Trinity Lutheran case, and it's a case involving kind of a strange set of fact patterns, but it's involving a church that actually had applied for some rubber tires that are ground up so they can use them for the foundation for a playground for kids. And you spread that around, and this is kind of like this soft ground that these children can play on. And everything was fine, except the problem is it was a church. And so the state official said, we can't give this information, we can't provide this to the church because of the state's constitutional amendment that is called the so-called Blaine Amendment. These Blaine Amendments came out of this greater restriction on religion and particularly funding of religion. It really was, and we can go into more detail, Matt, an anti-Catholic school provision where people did not like the parochial Catholic schools. And so there was a man by the name of Blaine, former United States senator, tried to get this passed in the United States Constitution. That failed twice, and then it started to happen on several of the states. And so this has an implication, not just for whether they can have these ground-up tires for their children's playground, but think about the implications for vouchers. When a state wants to provide vouchers for parents to select whether they put their children in a private school or a private religious school, the Blaine Amendment sometimes are used to try to prevent that. So it has huge implications. That case is already set to be argued. And just in time for that argument, Justice Gorsuch will now be on the bench.
Yeah, and that's so encouraging. Justice Gorsuch has been a stalwart as an originalist in defense of the First Amendment. It's the First Amendment for a reason, and among the first protections that the First Amendment grants are the religious free exercise, which would include, of course, in this case, prohibitions against these kind of backdoor attempts to effectively neuter and render ineffective the First Amendment. So Justice Gorsuch has a history of properly interpreting and defending the First Amendment. So that's encouraging, but we need to understand, while it's exciting that Justice Gorsuch has been appointed, he's replacing Scalia. So in many senses, it's kind of a wash. It has the four hard liberals on the court, the four originalists or the four more conservative leaning justices, and then Justice Kennedy, who's the swing vote, who I would say more often than not, especially on social issues, kind of sides with the liberal court. But interestingly, Justice Kennedy, who is a mentor and swore in gave the oath to Justice Gorsuch, he in the past has had a history of fairly good support of religious freedom.
Yeah, he has. And in fact, he actually was I think may come down on the right side on this case. So it literally could be a 5-4 decision. But here's what we have. We've got a former United States senator in the 1800s, Senator Blaine. That's where these Blaine Amendments come from. He wanted to amend the First Amendment. The First Amendment, as you know, says Congress shall make no law. He wanted to amend it to say the states, Congress and the states. So he wanted to, before the Supreme Court actually applied it to the states, he wanted the amendment to be amended so that it specifically applied to the states. So he wanted a broader First Amendment that restrained both the federal government and the state governments, and he wanted a provision that would make it no funding at all. Well, that could be construed to say not only we're not going to give funding towards anything religious, but we're not even going to provide a venue where there's indirect funding, i.e., equal access. We have to turn on the lights in the school, so we're expending funding to keep the lights on after school. Therefore, we can't provide equal access to a religious club because it's providing indirect funding to them, but we can provide equal access to a non-religious club. So these Blaine amendments, they failed at the United States Congress level. So some people started to go around at the behest of Senator Blaine, and they started to put some of these provisions in the state constitutions. For example, Florida years ago had a case involving vouchers, and the question is whether or not the state could provide on a neutral basis refunds or money, a voucher, if you will, to parents, and the parents make the decision, not the state, where to use that voucher, private school, secular, religious school. And one of the arguments from the educational bureaucrats was, well, it violates the Florida so-called Blaine Amendment, and you can't give out vouchers to parents because it's indirect, even though the state is not directing it, funding to religious organizations. You apply that to a broader spectrum, and it has huge implications for religious hospitals. Baptist hospitals, Catholic hospitals, other kinds of religious hospitals, Seventh-day Adventist hospitals, you name it, Jewish hospitals, for example. And those hospitals receive Medicaid. So you got federal and state funding for medical treatment. That is also possibly something that could be targeted by the Blaine Amendment, meaning, therefore, if you really started to apply these Blaine Amendments, people could not, under Medicaid and perhaps even Medicare, get treatment at any religious hospital in the country. The implications of that are staggering with regards to limiting access to health care. But that's where these Blaine amendments have been operating, and the original purpose of it was an anti-Catholic provision. They wanted to stop any kind of benefit for these Catholic parochial schools. That is a big case. Gorsuch will be on the bench. I think he'll come down on the right way. And hopefully these Blaine amendments, after this case is heard and decided, will be history across the country. So that's where we are. It's a big, big deal.
This would be the crown jewel if it went the wrong way for the religious, the anti-Christian religious segregationists, for the separatists.
Huge.
Yeah, they want to completely shut down Christianity, particularly in any kind of public forum.
Yeah, so we not only have this case that's actually on the docket, ready to be argued, and he'll be on the bench for that, but we also have some other cases that have been percolating, and the Supreme Court has not yet made a decision whether to take the case. And just quickly, one of those is the masterpiece cake shop, and that involves the collision between the so-called LGBT agenda and religious freedom. Bake me a cake for a same-sex wedding. The person says, no, that's a religious violation. And then the state, in this case, Colorado, comes after them. They've been kicking that down the road since December, moving it from one conference to the next. They haven't made a decision. They've been very, very interested in it. I've always thought they've been waiting for Gorsuch to be confirmed. He could be the vote that would actually be on the bench to take the case. That would be heard during the next term. Another one is a Second Amendment case. This comes out of San Diego. San Diego has a law, a local ordinance, that says you can carry concealed, so to speak, in your home, but you can't carry it outside. So a person took his weapon outside the house, and the authorities confronted him, and that case is now pending, possibly for review. Big, big Second Amendment case. Obviously, if you can carry in your house, which you should be able to do,
yeah, absolutely,
you're more at risk outside of the house. You know, you're more safe in the house than you are outside the house. So if you can carry in the house, then why in the world can't you carry outside the house? So these are big cases that are coming up. There's more. We'll continue to keep you involved in some of these breaking issues. But this is why there's been so much backlash and attempt to stop this nomination, because the secularists that want the Supreme Court to push social agendas lost on this one, and they lost big time. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel and support us financially. You can go to lc.org for more information. Check out our online store and also information regarding other resources that are available, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.